Kraft presents The Great Gildersleeve. The Kraft Cheese Company, who also bring you Bing Crosby every Thursday night, present each week at this time Harold Perry as The Great Gildersleeve, written by Leonard L. Levinson. Now let's visit our friend, the Great Gildersleeve, who's at the Bundles for Blue Jackets Bazaar, preparing to do his bit by acting as the barker at the booth where the pretty girls are going to sell kisses.
Well, well, so this is my booth, eh? You know, Marjorie, I think it's going to be fun selling kisses.
This is the first time I've heard of it, Uncle Mort. Gee, who are you going to sell your kisses to?
Uncle Mort isn't going to do the kissing, Leroy.
I thought I was wrong about that.
Yes. There are going to be a dozen beautiful young ladies to do the work, Leroy. Incidentally, Margie, to be a good salesman, a fellow should know about what he's talking about, you know. Now, don't you think that... No, I guess free samples are out.
Yes.
Gee, why spend a buck for a wet smack when you can get just as daffy on a dime's worth of taffy?
Yes.
You know, Uncle Mort, that wasn't a bad idea of Leroy's, about you kissing any of the ladies. We could charge $1 apiece.
No, my dear.
Why not, Uncle?
Because I'd pay $1 myself not to kiss the type of woman who would pay $1 to kiss me.
Oh, Miss Marge, I got your lemonade stand all fixed up for you. But if we get a big crowd, I don't think 3 lemons is going to be enough.
Well, you better get some more, Bertie. They're going to open the doors in about an hour, and we're expecting a lot of people.
Oh, yes. All the gentlemen in town want to patronize Mr. Gildersleeve's osculation station.
Yeah, they do, huh?
Yes, sir. They'll be buzzing around that kiss booth till them poor girls is all puckered out.
Yes.
And all the ladies going to line up at that Yogi man's tent to have their fortunes told.
Oh, you mean Yogi Swamahandra? Oh, Penny Banks met him in New York, and he's marvelous. We're counting on him as our main attraction. Oh, there's Penny. Oh, Penny!
Oh, yeah. Can't stop now, Marge. I just had the most terrible news. I don't know what to do. Yogi Swamahandra's missed his plane connections and won't be here in time.
A fine fortune teller. Why didn't he look in his crystal ball, see that he was going to miss the plane, and then see that he didn't?
Well, we've depended on the Yogi as our big money maker.
Well, why don't you get a substitute?
Leroy, do you think that yogis grow on bushes?
I don't know. What is a yogi?
A yogi is a man who tells you about your past and future for a present. Penny, isn't there any other one floating around who can pinch hit for this man?
Well, I don't know of any.
Well, why don't you get somebody to dress up and play the part?
Well, Mr. Gildersleeve, that would be deceiving the people.
What do you think those fortune tellers do? When they look in a crystal ball, they don't see any newsreel, you know.
Sure, all you need is a smooth talker with a gift of gab, like Uncle Mort.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?